didn't have sheep. Would you do silly?
Silly?
Okay, you didn't have sheep, so you didn't have a special call for sheep. Okay, when you were going to feed your chickens, what did you say?
Chick.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to do what to the horses?
Hitch them up.
Okay. When you're plowing, what do you call the things that you guide the mules with? Those things that come down the side and you hold on?
Plow lines.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrup.
You have two horses. The horse on the left is called what kind of horse? Or you have this with mules too.
I don't know.
Did you have the term lead horse or lead mule?
Well, see, we didn't have
you just
two.
Used one. If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little over there. If it's not right close, you say it's just right. What did you say?
It's just over there. Right over there.
You have been traveling and have not finished your journey. You might say that you have a blank to go before dark. How would you say that?
A good distance to go.
Did you ever say a good piece or a good way?
Good piece.
How would you say that?
Have a good piece to go.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you could find it just about
anywhere.
When you were growing up and you were playing games, can you recall any of those games that you played as a child?
Six sticks.
And how did you play six sticks?
Well, we would have so many on one side of the line, so many on the other side of the line, and have six sticks in at each place. And the ones on the right maybe run across and try to get the sticks out from the left side. And if they could get it and run back across the line without being tagged, all right. But if they were tagged, they had to get out of the game.
Okay, what other games did you play?
Handkerchief.
Drop the handkerchief.
Drop the handkerchief. Just form a circle, hold hands. And no, I don't know where we held hands or not. It's been so long. But one would go around and drop the handkerchief behind one, and there'd be one we'd call in the mush pot. And that one would try to grab the handkerchief from behind the other one before it could. And if it did, that one had to get in the mush pot.
Did you have any games that were seasonal? Like, did you play marbles in the spring and spin tops at a special time of the year?
I don't remember about the special time of the year, but I did play marbles.
What kind of marbles did you play? Could you play for keeps?
Uh-huh. With my brother.
But that wasn't kind of gambling?
No.
Could you play for keeps with other people?
Well, I never did. I just played with my brother and sister.
Did you ever play a game called Bouncing Board?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, I wanted to put a plank on a block or something and wanted to get on each end and jump, bounce down, and then they'd throw the other one up, and then that would come up. It was a lot of fun.
Did girls play this mostly, or was it both the boys and the girls game?
Well, at school it was mostly girls.
But at home the boys would
mm-hmm.
play. After supper, on summer nights, were there special kind of games you would play?
I don't remember. It's been so long.
What kind of ball did you play?
We'd play